Hi, Kiwi. It's Jenny Packer here. How are you? I'm well, thank you. Kiwi, I have a question. I found a chicken last night that was just kind of roaming randomly. It's a bit of a story, but anyway, she's got a broken tibia. I've just been to Anvet Kedron because I couldn't get in to see Brockle Vanessa today. And she's like her tibia is broken. It doesn't feel too badly, like it doesn't feel displaced, so it's reasonably clean break. And other than the broken tibia, she seems in quite good condition. But she's very young, and the vet couldn't even tell me whether she was definitely a hen or whether she could potentially be a rooster, because she's not a bird vet. So I'm just kind of, trying to work out what to do. And I've got a few options, but one of them is bringing her in for surgery on the tibia. And I was just wondering whether Vanessa or Brock might be able to just give me a ballpark figure of approximately how much it might cost. I mean, obviously, this is not a quote or anything like that. Just, is it going to be under 1,000, over 1,000? God, I don't know what to do with her. So there's like the charity that we get all our expatriate hens from, I know would take her. But yeah, I was just wondering whether there was an old like what my options were. No. I know the bruise is green, if that helps. Fair. It feels like it. No, it feels like it's about midway. Well, I asked the vet that I went to, and she's again, she's not a chicken vet, but she has seen a lot of chooks, and she said it's not really because it's too hard to get the joints either side. No, she's white. I think she's a baby. Like she looks really downy, and she's white. But when you kind of poke between the feathers, there are brown bits on there. So I don't, yeah. Oh God, it really is. I mean, I'd love to take her on, but we're not here all the time. I'm not really prepared to cough up 2,500 or whatever it's going to be for surgery. Given that I don't even know for sure that she's a hen, because she's young enough that she could still turn out to be a rooster. I don't know. In which case, we wouldn't be able to keep her, and then there's all the consideration of how the other chooks would take to her because she's different. And they're also settled and comfortable that we've kind of already decided that we weren't going to introduce any more chooks to them because it upsets them so much. No. No. Okay, good tip. Oh, okay. It really is. Yeah. Like, why does she have to have a broken leg? Why couldn't she just be healthy? Damn it. It really would, yeah. Okay. Well, it sounds like I just need to make a decision and then do it. But it, yeah, sounds like surgery is not going to be an option anyway, because it, like you said, it needs to be done today, and it's going to be too hard to find someone to do it. Yeah. 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 I mean, the other vet that I've just been to, she's pretty much exclusively seen expatriate hens, and her answer was, "Oh, well, all the expatriate hens that come in with broken legs, they all get over it, and they just have mostly use of the leg and stuff. But I'm not prepared to do that. I don't think that's fair. I think we either get it fixed or we have her put to sleep." It is, yeah. Okay. Thanks for your advice, Kiwi. I really appreciate it. Cheers. Thanks.
Bye.